Listen, I know there's probably no one out there to, not simultaneously, this far past the point of last known reference. Yet, surprises occur, That's why they hire me. And if you're there, that's why you listen. Because I find useful things in the space's vastness. Pulsar Q432987, Iron Cat, Bulgaris Magique, the Second Colonist Escape Pod, Prima Black Hole, Trapsy Quasar. A live listener this far past reference might be a lesser challenge. It could take weeks to relay this signal to the most distant listeners, and just as long for their new subscriptions to hit my account. But forget the time that may separate us, the expanse of three galaxies, and listen. Today, a special something. A departure. No black hole hunting or salvage. This dispatch, it's a survey array. Busy work better completed by bots, you might think, but don't hit stop just yet. I can hear you, even if you can't hear me yet. Where's the glory in that? Why are you past reference where nothing but quaint notions of God and stillness reside? And just off the Pulsar Q432987 Triumph? You're deep casting from a company job? A survey array to map some trivial pocket of space? You could be pulled up at your very own Pulsar. I didn't lose my fuel, people. There's ample burn in me. And no, it's not the extra O2. The answer is fucking money. Expeditions cost. Ship financing, if that's your route. Life support replenishment. Daisies that open at 6 a.m. on a bunkside table. Or whatever little luxuries will keep you sane. For this deep cast to be any kind of record, you need to see what it takes for freelancers like me to dig the deep. Lewis and Clark had their diaries, Ondanshi, their logs, and I have this. Some of you listen for the glory, and some of you want a map to follow to your own discovery. So, trust me. I'll make this necessary bit of boring interesting for everyone. Don't ask me how. We'll find out together. And at the end, I'll have the means to go back out to Star 433 and exercise those rights I traded my pay for. Did I mention this is a custom deep cast? By request. Yes, the next one on our list. The same list you can join. You can also send me messages for a bit more and expedite your listening, or message for a bit more than that. It took, looks like, 3 Mars months for this to reach me via the comm channels. For enough cred, it could be 3 minutes, Earth time. So, 57 Quinn, I hope you're still out there listening, because this one is for you. I know what you're thinking, improbable listener. You're thinking, I'm not 57 Quinn. How can I muster care? I'll make you a wager. If at the end of this dispatch, I don't deliver, this one's free. Just hit the refund and I'll auto-authorize it. But if it does pique your interest, then you take on the whole series, yes? No cheating. You'll have to hook up to the trodes while you listen. Let the data determine if you're intrigued. So, 57 Quinn, everyone, this is how you pay for independent deep space exploration. As we've been known to say on OMA, you find your bread and you make your butter. I'll explain. Bread, money, sus, cred, flow, teeth. These are pre-existing possibilities, just looking for someone to fill the position. You apply for it, wait in line for it, sell your time or your expertise. You only have to procure it. Butter, you must create. Milk your resources and put work in. Butter is the effort that eases your way, gives you a taste of what it is you crave. Bread is easy. Register with the companies that align with your work and only sign up for jobs that stipulate exactly what those companies are privy to. If you find the next big black on their cred, you'll get exactly nothing extra, regardless of whether that black hole is a Prima Energy source or a suck. You could end up owing them. So, apologies, hot jets. You'll just have to watch the contract details or pay someone reputable to do it for you. Acknowledge. When I say align, I don't mean the exact same thing. You won't be able to prove right when their fleet of arbiters come for you. You want perpendicular associations, structurally sound, but going completely different directions. When they're paying for that time, do their work. Record any useful observations you may have, but don't try to discover anything in their databases or by listening to chatter on their feeds. If you can, stipulate which time blocks are theirs, not days, but hours, in your agreed-upon unit of measure, and have an out clause. Ignore this advice, and you'll pay. Through the reputation you don't earn, or the shit one that you do, or the teeth you're putting in their mouths while you gum your way through your days. Better not to fray connections out on the edge of space. The edge is a lovely place to hold on. Biting, though. And when you drop, and there's nothing at the end of your safety line, you drop off. You can work for yourself and others without conflict. I'm doing it right now. That background you hear, it's the company's mitigating track. I know better ways to stave off deep space psychosis than pretend people noises, but that's their requirement, and an easy one, accepted without consideration. Save reflection for things that matter. Otherwise, acquiesce. My shift just ended, so I've switched off all company feeds and left my assigned quadrant. When I talk to you, it's because I've cleared that space. I clear it, I talk to you, then I do my work. There's an order of operation to these things. For those of you who've hung around since my "I cannot take this" days, waiting for me to give up the deep cast or drop off, you remember, I hate working for others, which sometimes even includes you, improbable listener. My point is, motivation is everything. Know yours and use it to quiet doubt, cure fatigue, and lighten the mental strain of using your time on what passes for work when value is just about money. And maybe there'll even be something worthwhile in the contract work that will inspire your own. Radio astronomy has taught me to respect the invisible. There's more than you can see, and everything's got something to say if you listen. If you don't, you'll never know what you missed. For the more Tyro listeners, little operator humor, these kinds of radio waves don't make a sound, unless you convert it. And it would be rather difficult for you to follow if I didn't, so I do. Look-see, what wonders. We have a signal, and strong. Interested yet? This one's dense. I'll have to sift it out for a while before analysis is possible. See you in a quick 27 Earth hours? I'll leave the channel open. No need to pay again. Curiosity. Faithful listeners, this signal is unique. Again, for the Tyros, I convert the radio waves so there's an audible aspect that I can share with you in this medium. It's basic data sonification, limited to a few Earth seconds. I don't have the upfront to sort and analyze all that data, play anything longer, or send visuals. If I did, honest words, I'd be out beyond the beyond or resting on a pleasure planet after my latest discovery. I'm not talking to you. So, usually, I play that 3 seconds, contextualize, describe, and use it as an example to tell you something useful. Not this time. These radio waves are radio waves, not just carrier signal. Curious at men. Let's listen. Thank you.
waited just as long as I could. I debated which way.
What? Souls rested. No. I know what you're thinking. I'd be thinking it too. I was thinking it. But that wasn't me. I'm not delusional, and I'm not lying. I know the statistics for deep space psychosis better than you. I don't have any symptoms, and I haven't lost time. I passed the psych scan. I've uploaded the results to the source. Verify it if you want. I don't say that out of egotism or delusions. I spent the last 6 rotations proving it to myself. I wouldn't be the first person to get lost out here. That's why some come to deep space, whether they know it or not. Not me. I can see who's listening, and my dear dozens, you know my reasons. You've listened long enough. And for the few who have it, capsule version. It's the same thing that drives you to do whatever it is you can't do without, whether that's the thing itself or what you do to get it. No mystery. And it's not the O2. Do I devour it a bit? Yes. More than others raised in elevation? Absolutely. But one of the benefits of growing up half a galaxy from Earth and 3 planets from any sort of drug authority is that oxygen is not a controlled substance out here. No one is rationing our breaths. If you hoard enough to supply your survival and your desires and blow yourself up, the blunder's yours. I don't sleep more than 4 hours of rotation, but I'm not a half-life either. Keep your terrestrial notions about addiction to yourself and off any analysis of my connection with reality. Most Terrans I've met would benefit from another 2-5% in their mix. Match this bearing. I'm not crazy. And I'm not lying. Solely confused by what I heard and what it means. I know more than you in this. I listen to what's ready. And that 27 hours was just a nip. I'll play more in the next cast. You'll have to pay to hear it. Same rules apply. I told you I hadn't taken leave of my senses.